Hey Mo, what's going on?
Nothing, just laying here. I was taking a nap.
Oh, for real? You get tired after work?
Yeah, and so I said, well, since I'm home alone, let me take advantage of this time. And I did set an alarm so I wouldn't, sleep too long.
Alarms be saving people a lot. I'm gonna
Oh, yeah.
take that out. I was calling you because I saw in the program last week when we were at church that you were trying to start the sign language group at our church. Like you're going to try to teach people sign language.
Yeah, several people that come up to me asking about sign language, they want to learn. So I was like, I should go ahead and just start a group. It's more like a club. I wanted to just do a club.
That sounds
Yeah.
good. I was going to ask you, like, a lot of people nowadays are starting to learn sign language, but even learning a second language, how hard it is for some people. I wanted to ask, like, what was your experience? Like, why did you decide to learn sign language and how was it for you?
Well, since I was young, I've always been like fascinated with it, just to see people signing like out on the street and stuff. Like if I was at a restaurant and I saw somebody signing, I would always be fascinated. And so I would try to learn, but just like when I'm trying to learn Spanish, I just never really committed to doing it. So it just so happened I was working at this drug treatment center, and one of the social workers came in and she had an interpreter with her, and I was like, that's what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to learn sign language. And so I started taking a class, and as I was taking the class, it was at a library. It was a free class, so I just felt like I wasn't, it was like that same situation where you learn Spanish, you're just learning the basics and you never go any further. And I felt like that's how it was going to be in class. And one of the people there, she was like, if you really want to learn the real sign language, you should go to Gallaudet University. I said, Gallaudet University, what is that? And so she told me it was like a deaf university in DC. So I contacted them and found out they had night classes. Excuse me. They had night classes. And so from there, I started taking night classes. And I fell in love from the very first class. Like the teachers were all deaf. So they were native signers. She should ask instead of like, oh, excuse me, sorry. Instead of like somebody who learned the language themselves teaching us, it was like they were native signers. So they really, really were all good teachers. And then I realized, I said, I want to become an interpreter where I would interpret what, like conversations that people have between each other. So I said, that's what I want to do. So, yeah, so it's like the ball started with me taking classes. And I, cracked through that ceiling where it wasn't just a basic class where I'm just learning and taking that class over and over again, like I did with Spanish. It was actually me learning something. And then I joined a sign language club, and then I joined, like different groups so I could socialize and actually use the language. I would go to silent weekends where you couldn't talk the whole weekend, and if you got caught talking, you had to pay money. And so it was like full immersion, and it would give us different scenarios so that we could use the language, and that used to be really fun.
Man, it sounds like your teachers really were good. And I think the activities, like the silent, you said silent rooms, would you say silent?
A silent weekend, like you
Silent
couldn't talk the
weekend.
whole weekend.
I think that was really good too. I remember when I was studying Korean, like when we first started in level one, that was kind of the easy level. Like you're just learning the basics, like you mentioned with Spanish, you learn the basics. But then you start moving to the next levels, and then the teachers start getting really creative with different ways of actually putting into practice what you were learning. So, yeah, that made a big difference for me too. So it was really enjoyable as well. When did you feel like you really had a good grasp of what you had learned? You know, like, oh, okay, I can actually speak sign language now.
That's interesting, because I don't even remember. I remember feeling frustrated, like, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I thought, like, and it's funny because it started with the ABCs. I'm like, I'm never going to be able to memorize the ABCs. I'm like, it's 26 letters, and there's no way I'm going to be able to memorize these 26 letters. But, you know, I had to commit the time to study and just socialize and be around people. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, like, during those silent weekends, it was like, you know how you put a drop in a bucket, and each drop, you know, you start, at first you don't notice, like, there's warm water accumulating, and then over time, it's like, oh, there's actually some water up in here. Mm-hmm. So that's how I felt, like, eventually I was like, oh, I actually know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with sign language, because it's a visual language, and you kind of incorporate, not acting, but, like, not mime either, because they hate that mime.
Oh, they don't want it to be called miming in their language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more like, what is it? Like, when you take on the personality, it's like, because of all of that, and I'm tired of that anyway, like when I talk to people, if I'm telling you what somebody said, like I'm going to become that person. Mm-hmm. So in sign language, that is a part of the language. So that's what really helped me. But there's still some areas I struggle with. Every time I work, you know, because this is what I do as a professional, I learn something new, and I always ask myself, what can I learn new with this language? And that's another drop in that bucket of water that's accumulating every job, and just trying to learn.
I think that's the best piece of advice for anybody learning another language, because a lot of times, even when I was teaching my students when I lived in Korea, there was this feeling of wanting to know everything possible about English when they were talking to me. The teacher, I want to know everything. And the reality is, you're constantly learning, even as Americans, like even though we speak English, we're always learning something new, some new slang or a new word or some new expression that comes out. So I think the fact that you actually know that when you're, even though it's your profession, like you are an amazing interpreter, you still realize every day you're learning something new. So great advice. Yep.